On this week's Trivia Night, 'tis the season for small screen celebrations. It's time for holiday TV trivia. Time to deck the halls, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, former home of Hera Arena. The Rolling Stones played there in 1964, and they bombed. Dayton said, roll on. Better luck next time, Mick. Each week, I'm grabbing 10 questions from our Trivia Library's Game of the Week. Did you know that we update the crowd per Trivia Library every week with brand new trivia games, just like this one? And you can use it for events, meetings, parties, presentations, gatherings, or whatever. And it's free! Stick around to find out more. On this week's episode, we're busting out of our awkward Christmas lunch at Benihana to bring you the best trivia from the world of holiday TV. From your favorite Christmas and Hanukkah portmanteaus to an unsurprising visit from our friend, the Holiday Armadillo. Get ready to unwrap some seasonal small screen trivia treats with Holiday TV Trivia on Trivia Night. Here's how it works. I'm taking 10 of my favorite questions from our Game of the Week. Then I'm giving you about 15 seconds before I swoop in with the correct answer. Why do I do it? Am I here to explain fun to you? Time to turn this trivia secret Santa into a good old-fashioned Yankee swap. Let's play! All right, here we go with holiday TV trivia on Trivia Night. Question 1. Which of these unusual traditions is not a component of Frank Costanza's Festivus holiday on Seinfeld? Is it A, feats of strength, B, a pole, C, the airing of grievances, or D, exchanging of shoes? A, feats of strength, B, a pole, C, the airing of grievances, or D, exchanging of shoes? Which of these is not a tradition for Festivus? The correct answer is D, it's the exchanging of shoes. Festivus, of course, always features feats of strength, the airing of grievances, and the traditional aluminum pole. But nobody exchanges shoes. I mean, what would happen if somebody had smaller feet than you? Moving on to question 2. What popular teen drama gifted the world with the 2-in-1 holiday episode, Chrismica, in 2003? Was it A, Gossip Girl, B, The O.C., C, Beverly Hills 90210, or D, One Tree Hill? A, Gossip Girl, B, The O.C., C, Beverly Hills 90210, or D, One Tree Hill? Which of these teen dramas popularized the Christmas and Hanukkah portmanteau Chrismica? The correct answer is B, it's The O.C. Living in the sun, out there on the run, celebrating Chrismica all across the USA. Pretty sure that's how the Phantom Planet song goes. Question 3. Who serenades Jess and the gang with her 1963 hit Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home on the Christmas Eve episode of New Girl? Is it A, Ronnie Spector, B, Diana Ross, C, Darlene Love, or D, Eartha Kitt? A, Ronnie Spector, B, Diana Ross, C, Darlene Love, or D, Eartha Kitt? Who showed up on the Christmas Eve episode of New Girl to sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home? The correct answer is C, it's the First Lady of Christmas, Miss Darlene Love. That is her signature song. She showed up, I remember when she showed up every year on David Letterman to sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. And she showed up on an episode of New Girl as well, Christmas Eve. Question 4. What gift does Jim buy for Pam in the second season Christmas party episode of The Office? Was it A, a sweater, B, teapot, C, art supplies, or D, an iPod? A, a sweater, B, a teapot, C, art supplies, or D, an iPod? Which of these gifts did Jim buy for Pam in the quote-unquote Secret Santa in The Office? The correct answer is B. It was a teapot. And of course, after Michael gets a oven mitt that he didn't care for, he turns the Secret Santa into a Yankee swap. Dwight gets the teapot, Jim gets it back, eventually gives it to Pam. Sorry for the spoilers on a second season episode of The Office. Ugh, don't be mad at me. I know how to make it up to you. With another question, question five. Who is forced to take a job as a department store Santa in the Christmas Cheers episode of Cheers? Is it A, Frasier, B, Cliff, C, Norm, or D, Woody? A, Frasier, B, Cliff, C, Norm, or D, Woody? Which of these regulars had to take a job as a department store Santa in the Christmas Cheers episode of Cheers? The correct answer is C. It's Norm. Now, there's no body shaming, no nothing, but if you think about it, Norm's body type pretty much fits very well with that of Saint Nick, Santa Claus. Question 6. What superhero does Joey dress as to help explain Hanukkah in the Friends episode, The One with the Holiday Armadillo? Is it A, Thor, B, Superman, C, Batman, or D, Spider-Man? A, Thor, B, Superman, C, Batman, or D, Spider-Man? Which of these superheroes does Joey dress as to hang out with the Holiday Armadillo? The correct answer is B. He dresses up as Superman. Chandler dresses up as Santa, Ross is forced to dress up as the Holiday Armadillo, and Joey doesn't want to be left out, so he dons the cape of Superman so they can help explain Hanukkah to Ross's son, Ben. And that's the true meaning of Hanukkah. Question 7. What American TV star appears in the White Christmas episode of the British sci-fi anthology series Black Mirror? Is it A, John Hamm, B, Bryan Cranston, C, William Peterson, or D, David Duchovny? A, John Hamm, B, Bryan Cranston, C, William Peterson, or D, David Duchovny? Which of these American TV stars appears in the White Christmas episode of Black Mirror? The correct answer is A, Don Draper himself, Mr. John Hamm. Apparently John Hamm got booked in White Christmas because he was in London and he asked his agent if he knew Charlie Brooker, the guy who created Black Mirror, and apparently he was also Charlie Brooker's agent. So it's just that easy. If you share an agent with one of the coolest television creators in the last 20 years, you also might be able to get booked on a show. Question 8. Which sitcom added to the seasonal frenzy with the 2007 holiday episode Luda Christmas? Was it A, The Big Bang Theory, B, New Girl, C, Two and a Half Men, or D, 30 Rock? A, The Big Bang Theory, B, New Girl, C, Two and a Half Men, or D, 30 Rock? Which of these sitcoms introduced the concept of Luda Christmas to the world in 2007? The correct answer is D. It's 30 Rock. Luda Christmas is the annual holiday bacchanal for the TGS cast and writers on the sitcom 30 Rock. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but unfortunately, rapper Ludacris is not involved in Luda Christmas. I know. Just because it's the season of giving doesn't mean there can't also be disappointment. Moving on to question 9. Now, question 9 is a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you got to dig deep, deep down into your Christmas stocking to get the answer to this one. So here we go with a fill in the blank question 9. Starland Vocal Band's 1976 hit Afternoon Blank shares its title with the Christmas episode of the second season of Arrested Development. The question is again, Starland Vocal Band's 1976 hit Afternoon Blank shares its title with the Christmas episode of the second season of Arrested Development. Looking for the title of Starland Vocal Band's 1976 hit? You know it. You love it. The correct answer is Delight. Thinking of you working on my appetite, looking for a little afternoon delight. That's all you get. It's Afternoon Delight. Starland Vocal Band never hit the same chart heights as they did with their 1976 Billboard hit, Afternoon Delight. Before we unwrap the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting that you'd like to make more interactive and entertaining? Did you know that you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer? We've got over 1,500 original games just like this in our trivia library. They're loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and more. Or you can write your own game on whatever topic you want. Upload videos, images, your logo, question notes, what have you. We've even got exciting team modes. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and then you kick back and watch them compete for spots atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. Nearly all of our trivia gifts have been picked up and Yankee swapped, but we've got one more quizzical Christmas query to unwrap before signing off. So here we go with question 10. What soft drink company commissioned the beloved 1965 Peanuts holiday special, A Charlie Brown Christmas? Was it A, Pepsi, B, Dr. Pepper, C, Coca-Cola, or D, Royal Crown? A, Pepsi, B, Dr. Pepper, C, Coca-Cola, or D, Royal Crown? Which of these soda companies commissioned A Charlie Brown Christmas in 1965? The correct answer is C. It was Coca-Cola. They wanted to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony with a Peanuts Charlie Brown Christmas. And the rest was history. And now I'm craving a Coca-Cola. Mission accomplished, Coke. You did it. Well, I hope everyone's happy with their gift because I'm shutting down the swap for the season. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.